Of the Senate Committee on Legislative Operations and Reform. Today, it is my intention to move Senate Bill 700, which has to do with creating or recreating a commission to determine salaries for judges, for statewide officials, and for legislators. If this bill is approved and agreed to by the governor, the appointments would take place this summer, and the commission would do its work in the fall and report to the legislature no later than November 15th of 07. This would give the legislature an opportunity to review, modify, fund the recommendations in the special session in February of 08, and those recommendations then would take effect July 1 of 08. At that time, July 1 of 08, legislative salaries, which currently have some connection to judicial salaries, although currently it doesn't have an effect, they would be separate forevermore and would be determined by the commission, which would then meet after meeting next year, would thereafter meet every even-numbered year and make recommendations to the regular sessions, the regular biennial sessions of the legislature, upgrading judicial salaries and the salaries of all statewide officials and legislators. That is Senate Bill 700. Marjorie, why don't you explain, why don't I first open a public hearing on Senate Bill 700, and is there anybody here that wanted to be heard on Senate Bill 700 this morning before we go to work session? Okay, Marjorie, why don't you explain the two amendments, and the committee will decide which direction we want to go.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senator Monroe has clearly illustrated what the amendments will do, except for the campaign finance portion. In the Dash 2 amendment, the amendment reverts all campaign finance language to existing language, and it prohibits the purchase and lease of a vehicle with the use of campaign funds. And then the Dash 3 amendment just removes all references to the campaign finance portion of the measure. So if you choose the Dash 3 amendment, the bill will only address the Public Officials Compensation Commission. If you choose the Dash 2 amendment, you'll have the campaign finance references and the Public Officials Compensation Commission.
Okay. And you've had an opportunity to look at this. We've had a considerable discussion with other senators, and I know Senator Morse as well, and there's very little consensus as to what limitations we ought to place on the use of, on the personal use or public use of campaign money. We know that many legislators currently use campaign money to supplement their office or to supplement legislative travel needs, attending conferences and so on, and for other types of needs. And the only kind of use that has happened very occasionally in the past couple of decades that everybody kind of agreed was inappropriate was I think one or two legislators have actually used campaign money to lease or purchase a vehicle for primarily their personal use. The bill is much cleaner with the Dash 3 amendments that just deal with the Compensation Commission and leave the issue of personal use of campaign money up to the Rules Committee, the other committee that is dealing with these issues. But if the committee feels strongly that we ought to prohibit the purchase or lease of a personal vehicle, then we can go with the Dash 2 amendments. So It's open for discussion among committee members which direction you would like to go. Senator Morse, do you have comments?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe the importance of this Public Officials Compensation Commission is of sufficient weight that it would be best to move this bill and deal with that single subject, and that the issue surrounding campaign use of campaign funds, I believe that the work we would do here would be duplicative of what is being done in the Rules Committee. So I think that's an appropriate place for that to reside.
So you're preferring the dash three amendments?
I would, Mr. Chair, I would prefer the dash threes.
Okay. Other comments?
Senator
Avakian?
Agreed.
Senator Akeson?
If we adopt the dash threes, that, just so I understand, that takes away most of the provisions of the main portion of the bill that deal with all the other.
We adopt the dash three amendments. It deletes all references to the use of campaign money and leaves current law in effect with respect to the use of campaign money.
Another question. Do we know what issues are being talked about in the Rules Committee regarding campaign finance?
I'll bet you Marjorie knows, since she staffs that committee as well.
Mr. Chair, Senator Atkinson, we haven't had a bill that directly addresses campaign funds.
Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
We don't have a bill that, well, we haven't worked a bill that directly addresses campaign funds.
So it's not in play, then?
We haven't worked one yet.
So you need to speak up. What Marjorie is saying is that, so far anyway, the Rules Committee has not dealt with this issue. Is
that's
that correct? Okay. Senator Avakian.
But there is a bill, I think, on the Senate side that addresses the issue in the not that we would necessarily want to rely on our colleagues on the other side of the building, but I think that the House has taken up the issue, and so there's legislation heading our way that our chamber will need to deal with. So I don't think the building is silent on the issue. Is that a fair statement?
That's correct.
Well, by not, Mr. Chair,
Senator,
by not adopting the dash twos, are we then making sure that we don't get the bill that would be coming over from the House? I think this is the committee that should address the issue.
I've had conversations with the chair of the House Rules Committee on several occasions. We wanted to know what each other was doing. The issues are split in the Senate between Rules and this committee, whereas on the House side, they have only the Rules Committee, and Representative Rasmussen is the chair.
Rosenbaum.
Representative Rosenbaum is the chair, and we've had conversations. So I would assume that you can ask the guy down on the end there, but I would assume that if in fact there's a House bill that comes over that deals with limitations on the use of campaign money, that it would come to this committee.
Mr. Chair, in those discussions that you've had with their chair, have you discussed the timing issue of us clamping down on something that could be perceived as on a finance issue, knowing that it would be a year or a year and a half or 2 years or 3 years before the Public Commission on Addressing Compensation meets, and we could hang out an entire cycle of current serving legislators with new rules without the funds to handle the job?
Well, she knows the track we're on, which implements the recommendations not in 2 or 3 years, but in a year and a half. July 08, the recommendations would take effect. And in the meantime, even if we passed restrictions on the use of campaign funds, they would not take effect until July 08.
Thank you.
Senator Courtney, anything to add?
I'm for three. If you want to do something about campaign finance funds, you better do it here, because don't rely on the House to do anything. Don't rely on our rules committee to do anything. I just want to be up front. Right now, everything's up in the air. I don't think campaign finance should ever have been commingled with this commission. That's my opinion. That's the reason I'm supporting Dash 3. I don't think it should ever have been brought into discussion. The issue of trying to deal with salaries of public officials is so sensitive and so political. We're trying to break new ground here, so that's why I'm very comfortable with three. The issue, you want to talk about campaign finances and restrictions on that, that's one thing. Let's just do it. But I don't think it should be made part of this bill. But I want it understood now to make sure people understand you can't trust the House, and I'm not going to set up the Rules Committee on the Senate side. And I think I owe you that, Senator Atkinson. I can't quite tell where you want to go with your questions, but you need to know that. Don't assume anything will come out of the Senate rules, and don't assume anything will ever come out of the House on anything. So with that on the record, I support three. I told you why I support three, for what it's worth, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Senator Morrison, motion, please.
Excuse me.
Comment?
Just to kind of reflect back, I think the original intent was that when you set up the public commission that there would be a recognition of the need for appropriate compensation for salaries and also appropriate reimbursement or allowances for legislative business expense. And having served on the public commission and subsequently having had the opportunity to think about this, my concern is that if we go with the Dash 2s and with that expectation that, in fact, you pretty well cut off, or the intent is to cut off, the use of campaign finance funds, and that the public sector will then pick up our expenses, I think it leads to more conflict and uncertainty and problems in the future if we go down that road. There are just too many areas that that become very, very gray, and the use of public funds for our activities, particularly when we're in an election cycle and you have legislative duties and you have campaign duties, and they really overlap in so many ways, and to foreclose or to create disputes with respect to what you're actually doing, whether you're representing officially legislative issues or whether you're campaigning, and how you can expect the public sector, public funds, to pick up in those instances. I think it just leads to huge potential for dispute.
Well, the Compensation Commission is a monumental decision. It's a monumental change in the way we've done business. And what I'm hearing from the committee is that, to muddy the water to try and deal with another issue that may be related but that is really different while we're making this major change probably is not wise. And so I'd accept the motion on the Dash 3 amendments.
Mr. Chair, I would move the Dash 3 amendments for Senate Bill 700.
So you've heard the motion. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Dash 3 amendments are adopted. Senator Morse. And this bill has no subsequent referral. It goes right to the floor.
Are you ready to entertain the motion?
I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 700 as amended with the Dash 3s be passed to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Senator Morse, would you like to carry Senate Bill 700?
I would be delighted.
Thank you. Since you're our member from the commission and you followed this all the way through, I think that would be appropriate. Okay. This time I'd like to open a public hearing on Senate Bill 456. Marjorie?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have the dash 3 amendment in front of you, and the dash 3 amendment leaves the blanks in the bill blank. However, it reconnects the judges and legislator salaries. Also in your packet, you have a draft of a letter that we are considering sending to the co-chairs of Ways and Means, explaining why the committee might choose to reconnect the judges and legislator salaries.
Okay.
Who are the dash 3s from?
The chair.
Chair.
And at this time, are there people that would like to testify on 456? Justice here, did you want to make additional comments?
Sorry.
You bet. Always, always a pleasure to have you here, sir. Senator Atkinson?
I'm just making a mess here.
is this the first time the committee has seen this letter?
Yes.
Okay, why don't we take a 3-minute recess to read the letter? I want to make sure you're all comfortable with it.
Blank line on it. And I want to make a comment with regard to the language in the letter, if I can find it very quickly here, that says that we're sending it down without recommendation on salary increases. And obviously, we're not making a recommendation because the line is blank. But I guess I just want to pose the thought that maybe there could be an additional sentence there that does address the salary, what I consider to be a serious salary problem within the judicial branch. This notion that $125,000 is, you know, what's been asked for, and whether that's appropriate or not, I don't think there's any question that we should pay our judges $125,000 a year. But that number gets muddled when we start comparing it to other state officials, because, of course, all the statewide officers get paid considerably less than that. Legislators aren't even on the map. And so you end up having this odd comparison that skews people's opinions about it. But I would not want that kind of an analysis to deflect the fact that we're the lowest. We pay our judges lower than anybody in the entire country. And I think it would be appropriate, even though we're not making a formal recommendation, to put in a sentence that says that we do not believe that the $125,000 that was requested by the judicial branch is an unreasonable request.
Okay. Additional comments?
Chairman Rowe.
Senator Atkinson.
I would agree with everything that Senator Vakian has just said. I have two questions. The first one is, why wouldn't we send this with a recommendation?
I was... because leadership told me to do it that way, essentially. The debate went something like this. Okay, we're creating this commission to set judicial salaries. So if then we go ahead and set judicial salaries at what we think they really ought to be, we've done the commission's work for it. If on the other hand we don't give judges any increase at all, then we remain in the boat we're in, with judges' salaries being the lowest in the nation for the next year and a half, and that's not appropriate. So, you know, my recommendation was to give the judges a substantial increase now, but not clear up to the $125,000, and which would leave work left for the commission to review what is an appropriate salary level. We know they're asking for $125,000; that's probably appropriate, but if we're going to have a commission, we need to leave them something to do. I got pushback from people that thought that the 15% increase wasn't enough. And there, of course, are those people in the Ways and Means process that think that any increase is too much. So, you know, they'll have to deal with it, I guess. Senator Courtney.
Once again, Senator Atkinson, you know me. I'll tell you what, like it is. What's going on here is... good chair tried very hard to put them out in there. All hell broke loose from the judges that they want a shot at a total 30% increase. And then if something goes down there with less than 30%, they don't get their shot at that. So this is the way of getting out of the way and letting them have their shot, remembering what our budget condition is, for full ways and means. That's exactly the politics of what's going on here. You deserve to know that, and you have your questions. So the good chair is right. We unfortunately had to say, we're not going to spill any more blood, you know, get body parts flying around on this thing, make them blank, send it down there, and those who are, you know, we have a lot of people on ways and means. I did that. And let them decide whether they want to give them a full 30%, which is the governor's budget, basically, if you understand, as opposed to anything less than that. So that's exactly, I owe that to the chair, because he was put in that situation, exactly what's going on here. That's exactly the total answer to your question.
Thank you. Two more questions, and then a comment. I need to have explained to me why we've got, if I read it correctly, we have amendments that have us connected to the judge's salary, the legislative branch, don't have us connected, and now the final version we're connected. What is the thought behind having us remain connected?
That's current law. Current law says that we get either 17% of a judge's salary or, what is it, Marjorie?
Management service level. And it's circuit court judges.
Circuit court judges. Or service level.
Management service level.
Management
one.
Service level one. Currently, we're on management service level one, which is much greater than 17% of a district court judge's salary. Even if the district court judges were given a 15% raise by this Ways and Means Committee, that would still not have the effect of any appreciable increase in legislative salaries. So there's no real reason for disconnecting. Now, when the commission takes effect and does its work, as of July 1, 2008, when its recommendations come into play, then we disconnect and we remain disconnected. So there's no reason to change the law between legislative salaries and district court judges' salaries now before the commission has that opportunity. If, in fact, the Ways and Means Committee gave the judges, district court judges, the full 30% increase, then it would have some effect on legislative salaries. And also, that'll be about the time hell freezes over.
Mr. Chair, a couple more. I would request that the commission, since we're going to have a commission, review this tape of this morning's discussion in preparation for their deliberations. I think that's very important. And on that record, I want established, it was my understanding some time ago that legislator salaries were set on some kind of national average from NCSL. And that has always rubbed me the wrong way for a whole variety of reasons. But is it our intent at all to be at all related to NCSL, some crazy national average, or is the commission going to be cut loose to do their work on an organ-by-organ basis? Is that too complicated of a question?
No, that's an appropriate question. There are some guidelines in Senate Bill 700, as the commission is created, that ask them to look at other states and what other states are doing and to make some appropriate comparisons when setting salaries for judges, for statewide officials, and for legislators. But there's no language in there that asks them to tie it to NCSL at all. There's no such language.
Mr. Chair, I do not want us to be tied to NCSL. There's a far different difference in how a very large state like Oregon, biennial or perhaps annual sessions, of how we react versus a unicameral legislature, or New Hampshire, where everybody at one point in the neighborhood gets a chance to run for the legislature with as many representatives as they have. I think those comparisons are not appropriate. And I think they are a way to punish people, actually. If we look on line 3 of this letter, I have significant concerns. If you look at the second sentence. And the reason I have concerns with that sentence is we are setting this commission up to look at the legislative branch, which I know Senator Courtney and I both share a belief in. we are a weak branch of government as compared to the other two branches of government. And I believe that what we're doing is we are prejudging the fact that we certainly don't want to benefit public servants on the legislative side of government, because the legislative branch of government is somehow they're politicians, or somehow they're not good public servants, and somehow they're on the take, and we're somehow they're not just. And I believe that the salaries are so pathetic right now that we could give an increase and go through all of the political wherewithal and getting beat up in newspapers and all that stuff, and now we've moved our salary to, let's say, $1,700 a month, and we've fixed nothing. But yet we've gone through, or the task force puts us through, all the political heartburn over a couple hundred bucks. Now, not that that's not good, but I'm actually thinking about the next generation of people who serve in this body. Because, quite honestly, if you look at the discussion we had on the first one, we have a task force tomorrow night in my district. I cannot afford to go down there and pay for gasoline. I'm paying for the gasoline to go to this one task force, turn around and be back up here Friday, out of my campaign account. Every one of those expenditures are different per where you live in relationship to the Capitol building. And so, as we talked about in an earlier bill, and as we talked about in this bill, one thing that I am very concerned about is that we are going to prejudice this task force to look at some national average where we're comparing apples to oranges to kiwi, and we're going to say, well, they're only this good, and this really should be a citizens' legislature, which it is. But we are going to take people who represent Malheur County, people who represent Klamath County and Curry County, and we're going to punish them for their service. One of the biggest things we have today is not only as we're working hard, and I believe Senator Courtney is succeeding in changing the reputation of public service on the legislative branch. I believe when the history is written, you'll see under his leadership a significant change in public opinion. But one of the hardest things we have is attracting people to this body to serve, because of all the things you go through, the cut in pay. You're not even, in some cases, if you live far from the capital, you're not even compensated. You lose money. And all the political heartburn you have to go through just for serving. Now, I think, and it is my intention, that this commission should put some nobility back into public service. And that's why I'm very concerned about connection to judges, NCSL, and some of these other things, like in this line that prejudices. Well, we certainly don't want to benefit. Crying out loud, there's no benefit. And so I would hope that there would be an education component of this task force to recommend. I don't like that sentence per se, because what it does in my mind as a writer is it prejudges the task force to say that we certainly don't want to benefit 90 members of the legislature. That's my chat.
Yeah, I've heard a number of comments. We can change the letter. Senator Vakian suggests that that we change that sentence to basically say that the 30% is in the governor's budget. Is that correct? 30% increase for judges?
That's correct.
Okay. That we say that the instead of saying all the judges are requesting, we say that the governor's budget recommends a 30% increase over current salaries. However, we are sending, and just drop the rest of that sentence and then just say, however, we're sending you a Senate bill without recommendation on salary increases. Something of that nature. Would that meet your expectations, Senator Vakian?
Well, the crux of my comment was that if the committee believes this to be the case, is that and this isn't a comment to the governor's budget, it's a comment to the request that was made by the judicial branch, which is necessarily the same, is that the committee does not believe that their request is an unreasonable request related to what the worth of their salary should be.
Okay.
I'm comfortable with that comment.
Okay. Senator Morse?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm comfortable with dropping the reference to 15%, but would suggest the concluding sentence read something to this effect. Members, strike the reference to the legislature's compensation.
Okay.
Because this letter is really not about us. It's about the judicial branch.
Yeah.
And that would then read, members of the judicial branch must be fairly compensated, period. At a minimum, Oregon's judicial branch should be compensated at no less than the median salary of the judiciaries of the western states. And I believe that that begins to get us up to where we are, in fact, well, not competitive isn't the word. I think fair would be the word. And I can say, having served on the Ways and Means committees, and Senator Courtney, you certainly heard this message as well as you attended most of those. The issue is pretty clear from the testimony from around Oregon, the entire state, with respect to the need to have a balanced judiciary. And, you know, the co-chair's budget clearly does not reflect that balance that is needed.
Senator Courtney?
Yes, Senator Bakken, I do want to point out, I think the chair that I should have done a nice job in the letter, because in the last paragraph of the letter, counsel, we encourage you to consider the recommendations in the report of the Task Force in Judicial Excellence - Judicial Compensation Oregon, the need for reform. That document, which I hold in my hand, was made part of the record, and it was put together only to address the salaries of the judiciary. And I say only because there is a whole many other, there's a lot of issues involving the judiciary which have gotten lost, I believe, regrettably so, over this fight over salaries. I'm not even talking about additional judges and courts and all that, which is unfortunately we're not even talking about anymore. And in this document, they get into all the details, both in terms of the salaries of other western states and the cost of living with adjusted salaries in terms of the whole bit. It's all laid out in here. So I do think that the chair, the vice chair, have done a nice job. And I think referencing the document goes a long way in terms of spelling out whatever is needed, at least in terms of paying men and women who choose to be on the benches of the state of Oregon, both trial and appellate. So, but I'm not saying we shouldn't add additional word, Senator Vaki and counsel, but I do think the reference to the document is substantial and significant. And it is the last thing that the chair and the vice chair urge the Ways and Means Committee to look at. Just want to put that on the record, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We've heard all your comments. If it would meet the approval of this committee, the vice chair and I will approve redrafting of the bill along the idea of suggestions that have been given, taking out the third paragraph, strengthening the first paragraph in terms of the justification and support of the governor's recommended increase in judicial salaries.
Modifying the final paragraph.
And, well, the final paragraph's good, isn't it?
Senator Morse made recommendations.
Okay. Anyways, if it would meet your objection, Senator Morse and I will work with Marjorie and get the letter redrafted and send it down to Ways and Means. That'd be okay?
Good.
That way it can happen and we don't have to wait for another meeting. Okay, we'll do that. With that, I would accept a motion on the dash. What?
Are you in a work session?
We are in a work session on Senate Bill 456. I would accept Amendment dash 3.
Mr. Chair, I would move the dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 456.
Okay, you've heard the motion. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Okay, it's amended. Now to the Ways and Means Committee.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 456 as amended be referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a do-fast recommendation.
And with the
with the accompanying
and with the accompanying letter that we're working on. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Thank you very much. I should put on the record that Senator Metzger is excused. He had to go home last night for some personal crisis. Didn't specify what it was, but he's in Welch's. And, of course, we Senator Winters is still recovering, and so one of these days we hope that she'll join us. That would be nice. I like Jackie a lot, and we've missed not having her perspective on this committee, but we surge ahead anyway. Anything further? Marjorie, anything further?
No.
Thank you very much. We're adjourned.
Thank you. And Atkinson. 2 seconds.